Clip 12, storytelling. Yes, if you want a fresh, stimulating training, then I recommend you harness the power of fiction and use the storytelling method. When telling stories, we pass on experience and learn through active listening. In this interview method, for example, trainees are asked what information they have collected on how to conduct a successful training session. Their experiences are then packaged as a story and can be passed on to new trainees. Be sure that the experiences come from different perspectives so that all participants are addressed. Then write a story about the experiences together. The aim is to ask the trainees for different events, experiences, tips, and tricks, and to document these as a story. The great thing is that then this knowledge, in the form of a success story, can be made accessible to all course participants as well as to the whole company. Instructions. Follow these steps to get to your perfect success story. Phase 1. Plan. Determine a specific aim for the story. What do you want to achieve with the story? What situation do you want to write about? Think about who you want to interview. Usually, this is the training participants. Phase 2. Interview. Start interviewing the people involved in the situation. Document the experience using keywords. This will make it much easier to assemble the facts later. Phase 3. Condense. Evaluate the interviews to identify a common thread. A tip from me, significant issues and statements that are often repeated should be brought to the foreground so you can easily incorporate them into the story later and you will have a basic framework. Phase 4, write. Now comes the actual writing process. The more interesting the story, the better. Phase 5, verify. To avoid any misunderstandings, I recommend you check the story with the interviewees for accuracy. Phase 6, share. The finished story is ready to be circulated. You can simply read the story in the training itself, for example. Do you want to share the story throughout the company? Then a workshop or meeting is best. An example from Anna's training. A group of trainees could write a story on the subject of how I learn best. As the trainees are near the end of their training, they have gathered a lot of experience on the subject. Collecting tips for the story from their colleagues will also help them to study more effectively for the final exam. They develop a short questionnaire and interview their fellow trainees. At the end, they compile the answers and write a compelling story. What are the limitations of this method? It is time intense. It doesn't lead to an immediate change in behavior. The biggest benefit is not the document itself, but the process which takes place while writing and sharing the story. Often, there has to be a certain restrained pressure to really speak openly. It's important for Anna that the trainees can really identify with the company and its history. The company's history should be easy to remember. You'll find out which method is particularly suited for this in the next clip.